the moon. Yo, I begin to burn, begin to rumble when I blabber. Great, I begin to make the wonder twins. The actor, fake, it's crazy. I'm begin to breaking backs and busting lips. I begin to freak, glad the snipe and those freaking pips. Shrimps, I begin to make enough noise like Bam Bam. Throw boulders from bedrock, you'll get dropped by Slam Man, so check it. I begin to wreck it quick, oh shucks. I give it to got big ducks like Daddy War Bucks. Oh Anna, I begin to rock the Coca Cabana. Banana, split, hot, hook, spit, so sick. I begin to freak it from here to Bangladesh. I'm ripping the ripping flesh, but I get fresh like this. Shish, shiggy the shush, kid, you'll get done. For fun, I riggedy rhyme like no one. I riggedy bum, riggedy rust, chickity jumps, I'm savage. I shake them up and down like the Dow Jones average. I'm cocky like Rocky, I riggedy bangs the best. So diggity tell your friend chum, cause here comes Dasa Vex.
Yeah,
Welcome, family, to another edition of Mike Checker. Haven't done this in a while, quite a while. As you all know that have been listening to Mike Checker, this is my interview series where I talk to people about different issues, topics, things that's going on within the world, or something that they specialize in that people may want to know about or learn more about them. This episode is with my man, originator of the High Point Cafe, co-originator of the High Point Cafe, as well as one of the creators of the Slum Fest, which is St. Louis Underground Music Festival. Had a dope conversation with him, man. We chilled out at a Three Kings restaurant, had a dope conversation. We talked about a lot of things and how High Point Cafe got started, as well as how Slum Fest was started, a lot about St. Louis hip-hop history currently, presently, and I hit him with a new segment I have called six questions did not get fucked up. So it's pretty dope. So definitely check it out. Also, he has an artist he brought with him named Accurate. Throughout the interview, I mess up his name constantly. I called him Accurate Action. I did all kind of stuff. I was horrible with it. But dude has some great things to say. He was actually very inspirational. A lot of things he had to say as well. Great interview. So y'all will definitely enjoy this. We'll be back with the Relic Stroud Lowcast episode coming up soon. Things has been kind of hectic for the whole crew to get everybody together, but we're still always gonna give you great content when it comes to that. You know, some of the funniest topics, funniest discussions, and of course raw and all. But make sure you email us at straightolc@gmail.com. Also, hit us up at straightolc on Twitter. Make sure you join the fan page as well at Straight Out of Lowcast on Facebook, and definitely hit us up on our voicemail as well, and that'll be in the show notes. You can look down there. That's actually our voicemail there as well. Hit us up, give us your question and thoughts, what you think. We got a lot of good questions from people via email. We'll be addressing those on the upcoming show. So yeah, shoot us out, shout us some love and everything, and hope y'all enjoy this episode of Mike Checker.
One, two. Yeah. 1991. Basic Quince. I appreciate you, man. Yeah. Look, I'm trying to give you a piece of me. Repeatedly, I gotta write what I gotta be. But am I obsolete? Do they knock the speech pressure? Don't sleep when you travel the concrete. And we compete till we complete. Kinda deep when the blind reach, but they don't seek. It's no relief when you searching for reasons every season. Believing that life is more than your dream, and your only focus is grieving. Listen, I got my mind and my soul in the science. If you wanna hear the diamonds, you gotta rewind the knowledge. This is poverty penning from sitting. I had a vision. Show love, be wise, and never tarnish the mission. I'm accurate, wise kid with a lot of soul. That meditated configuration and made me whole. And it's a lot of us stressing on the low. Give it time, cause you gotta let it go, yo. And what we say, it's one time for your mind. Two for the rhymes we push in every line. The three be the key that's taking control of your time. Trying to find your purpose in life, let it shine. Yo, it's one time for your mind. Two for the rhymes we push in every line. The three be the key that's taking control of your time. Trying to find your purpose in life.
Welcome to another edition of Mike Checker. I got my man, he's been on Stroud Lowcast multiple times. He's also the creator of the High Point Cafe, creator of Slum Fest, creator of the Freestyle Sunday Cypher Set.
Freshman class.
Like, I mean, he's a pillar of the hip-hop community in St. Louis. He's back. We're going to talk about his history a little bit, going to Slum Fest.
my man Rafu, man. Thank you for coming back on, player.
What's up, man? Thank you for having me, bro.
Yeah, man. To this left, he brought an artist with him, Accurite, right?
Accurite.
Shit, why the fuck I said Accurite? I don't know where my mind is, but I looked at it, I went through his whole shit, right, and everything, and I was like, Accurite, yeah, all right, that's kind of dope, though. Like, right. Nigga, Accurite. Right. Accurite, okay, with a K, y'all. So Accurite with a K.
Accurite the wise.
Accurite the wise. So let's get into it, Rob. So, start out, how did you even get into doing the High Point Cafe? Like, how did that even get started?
Man, it started actually right after I got out the Army, man. My man Finston and them, they was doing something at the High Point. But actually, Finston was just hosting at the time up there. This guy named Haran was having a Monday night thing, whatever. So he had Finston, Charlie Chatham come through there every Monday and do what they do or whatever. And one day, I was just in there drunk. I got on stage with Finston. I cracked a few jokes. You know what I'm saying? Crowd was feeling it, so I kept doing it week by week. I kept doing it, you know, get up there, me and Finn start keying off of each other, accusing stuff while he's hosting and stuff. So that's how I actually got started doing that, you know what I'm saying, like, as far as hosting or whatever. But, you know, doing a High Point, I just learned a little bit more about the promotion game as far as putting shows together and whatnot, you know, through various, you know, conduits, you know. We had a nice little run with the High Point.
Cause how long
did
High Point go for?
From like 99 to 2005, 2006, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, and, you know, doing a High Point, you know what I'm saying?
Think about people. That's on a Monday night too.
Right.
They had shit
right.
Pop on
and that
Monday.
Was a crazy thing because at the time in the city, was nobody letting anybody do any hip hop, nothing in the city in St. Louis. You had maybe Blueberry Hill. You know, they let the guys do the Science on Friday nights there. Maybe the Red Sea and the Galaxy.
That's what's in the Red Sea. Yeah. The Red Sea Galaxy too.
In the Galaxy,
but Keith Murray. And I saw Keith Murray there.
Like, and the Galaxy had closed down, and we have a lot of spots. So that spot came. You know, we actually got that on by sure chance. You know what I'm saying? And when, like I said, originally a guy named Haran was doing it, and it was cool. It was cool, the vibe, whatever. But once it was handed over to me in Fence, we kind of elevated the game with it. You know what I'm saying? We did more promotion as far as getting people out on the money because the thing is, at this time, it wasn't like every club was open every day of the week like it is today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Monday nights was a dead night in St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah.
So we made that Monday pop. And then another thing what kind of elevated is, I think we were like 2 or 3 years in, and Q95 came to St. Louis.
Yep.
So we got introduced to Craig Black. Craig Black came down with Charlie Chandler one night because most of all the DJs that DJed at the High Point got on radio through Q95 at this time. So Charlie had brought Craig down on one time, you know, one night.
Because Craig is from Ohio, right?
No, Craig is from D.C.
D.C., okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Craig came down and he saw what we was doing, whatever. He's like, yo, y'all got to do this on the radio. So we thought he was just talking for a minute, right? Yeah. So then he came back like, yo.
We'll see.
Came back like, yeah, I want y'all to do this on the radio. We like, all right, cool, bet. So it worked out because we would do the radio show that Monday, like around 7 or 8, leave the radio station and had to rush down to the High Point because we would do the High Point like 9 or 10.
Okay.
And then once we got on the radio, it got crazy, man. Like, we would get to the High Point, and the High Point ain't that big of a spot.
No. I mean, maybe you could get 100 in there.
Man, we used to already have nice crowds, but we got on the radio. Man, we used to have a line waiting when we got there. Like, it was crazy, man. It used to be, and then the drinks was cheap there, too.
That was the first place I seen the little mini 40 Coronas.
Right. Everybody, yeah. Like, my man D-Mac.
I've never seen them again anywhere else in St. Louis.
My man D-Mac would come in there and buy whole cases of them all night. Just be like, set them on the table. Like, what's
D-Mac.
Up? Yeah, D-Mac. Man.
Shout out to D-Mac.
Yeah, I had so many drunken Monday nights there, man. But we had a lot of good shows in there, man. Then, you know, we started off doing like just DJ spin, then the open mic. And then we started doing that, you know, start putting shows on before the open mic. And then the open mics actually was a proving ground because a lot of cats had to get it right at the open mic. And if you didn't get it right at the open mic down there, you was hurt for a week.
Yo, no, maybe a little bit longer though, because
cats is coming down there and get their feelings hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
because
they had his record, right? Charlie and Spinny done played this record. Like, so say you whack, we be looking at you. If you don't get together, We look like DJ, chuma. You do not belong in here, you damn crackhead. Yo. And the whole crowd be like, oh, kind of like how we do with the chicken at the, mm-hmm. Yeah. So Cass be like, Cass is getting their feelings. They be like, man, I'm coming back next week. I'm, like, I just seen Cass coming there like 3 weeks in a row and bomb. And like on that fourth week, they come.
They finally get it.
And they turn on for them. It don't just turn on for them. It's like they murdering Cass. And they been murdering Cass since. Like, this is one guy that came out in that fatality, man. He was bombing. Like, he was getting the record every week, man, for like at least a month or so. One day he came down there, and he battled somebody, and he told it to the air. So we was looking in amazement, like.
And after that, this guy?
And after that, he just was killing cats, man. So, and then a lot of the cats now that's out now, I got they started to the high point. They was young then, though.
Oh yeah. Like, I mean, you can name probably at least 20 artists. Right,
Tef Poe, Rocky, Vandalism,
Wafik,
gotta be Kareem. See, Trackstar the DJ got to
start a DJ. DJ Reminisce.
Yep. Charlie Chan, Boogie Corleone, Stan the Man, K9.
If you want to even go, you can go A-Flex. A little slower though. Young Ill.
Yeah, all the battle rappers like Young Ill.
Now, is that the first? Is that one of the first ones officially battle rappers in St. Louis?
You know what?
I was wondering because I never heard anyone was having that battle rap until High Point, and that I never had nobody else show me.
Right. You know what? Up until then, I want to say, yeah, I don't want to be.
Maybe the science, maybe in Blueberry Hill, you think?
Maybe so, because you know, our thing was Cass is the freestyle, but if Cass wanted to battle, we would stop everything that Cass battled.
Y'all remember that battle with Young Ill versus Spotlight?
Yeah.
That was like the first, it was a little small. It was just a St. Louis thing, but that was the first one I remember where it was like, this is when MySpace was popping. Cass was like, it was people there that you wouldn't even know them. Right. These two cats, nobody knew them like that. Man, like, I'm talking
On MySpace, the talk was so crazy. Like,
dude,
people, like,
I've never seen a battle. It was white boy Spotlight. What was he from, like Alton or something?
He from St. Louis.
Yeah. But I'm saying, I don't even know how they got into it, but somehow they got into it at the High Point or something, we going to battle. And Robin and them said, we're going to do it 3 weeks out, and we're going to pump it.
But yeah, we
they
plugged it.
They had flyers and everything for it. I mean, both of their faces on it.
We plugged it, right? Oh, it was packed.
No.
And it was going down to like, you like,
it was so packed. I was downstairs. I didn't even get up in. I was in the downstairs. I didn't even get up there. But Cassidy was cool with this one to be in the spot.
Yeah, it's be live down there.
This one to be in the spot.
So you know, after I run the High Point, man, you know, Cass was trying to reinvent himself. You know, my man Fencer got into radio.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I started doing parties out of town and stuff, shows and party out of town. So a lot of the cats we had on the High Point, I would take them out of town to do. So we didn't really, you know, we weren't like we was going state to state, but we was going from city to city doing some show stuff. And it turned out, it wound up working out nice stuff for a lot of those artists because a lot of those cats in different regions of the state, they never heard of a lot of the cats we was bringing down there. But then they start getting familiar with their music and stuff because we was bringing them down over there. So, yeah, I did that for like about 4 or 5 years. I had a nice little run doing that, but after a while, I just like, man, I'm ready to bring back home and do some stuff at home. You know what I'm saying? So
this is how you came up with Slum Fest.
Yeah, so how we came up with Slum Fest was I was talking.
And people understand, though, going back to the High Point before you go on that, though, like people like Jules Santana showed up.
Right.
Did White Clips show up?
No. Raw Digger did a show up there.
Raw Digger.
Clips came, but they didn't want to do nothing.
Yeah, Clips.
Clips, David Bannock, Pete Pablo. Who else came up
like
there?
So it was like if you were an MC and you came in town, you had to go by there.
Yeah. Like.
Or Cassie would hit you up like, oh, you didn't go to the High Point? Like, they would like, if you came into St. Louis, like, oh, well, you ain't no real MC there. You came to St. Louis, didn't even go by there and see what they was on.
And that's like a lot of these artists, like, up as like older artists now, they be telling like you had to like come to High Point and prove yourself. Like,
yeah.
Like, they be talking about like, how we don't have that in the city anymore. Like, it's in a sense we don't, because some of these cats, they just, I don't know, man. It's all about trying to look good now.
Yeah,
you know,
but that's another story. It ain't about skill no more. It's all appeal and just looking nice and stuff. Right. Like, you can appeal to somebody, you can dance, something like that. Ain't about having no talent or like no actual MC skills no more.
Damn.
Yeah, but so how we came up with the whole Slum Fest situation. So I think like December 2009. I was having a conversation with my man Lifestyle and my man Fresh from Ledger Camp.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about trying to like do a big ass show, just showcase.
Shout out to Legend Camp. They was just on the show a few months ago.
Trying to do a big showcase with all everybody that we like, right? Mm-hmm. So, I think Lights, I was like, well, let's try to have a meeting, see who else want to get involved with it, right? Because we was having this conversation online, so people seeing our conversation. I think it was MySpace, Facebook, was one of those. So, we had put our little call, like, if anybody want to come to me, we planning this, that, and the other, come out, we having a meeting this day. So, we had the meeting in January. So, we had, like, about 20 people showed up to this meeting.
Wow.
And, so, we was...
That's a good number for
yeah. We was shooting our ideas and stuff like this. So, and then we was shooting out who we all we want to see on the show. So after a while, we was like, damn, that's a lot of people for one show. So then we was like, we can't really just do no four-hour event. You know what I'm saying? So my man John Harrington from Midwest Vengeance like, well, you know, why don't we do it longer than two? Like, maybe we could do like a festival-like event. So what you mean? He said, so, you know, we have like an all-day event. I said, well, he was like, is that possible? He said, yes, if we do it like a festival. So we're like, okay, well, let's try to plan like that. So we talked, we had like, at that time, we had like over 100-some names on the list.
Damn.
And we had to narrow it down because when we figured out, we had to figure out a location we can do this because we knew that we was going to have multiple stages or whatever. So John, like, well, he knew the guy over at Atomic Cowboy and whatnot. So,
and that's multiple stages you can get there. Yeah.
So, we like, cool. So, we, you know, the first Slump Fest, we had three stages.
Yeah, the one outside. Yeah, one on the side, that side little stage to the left, and then one on the inside to the right.
So, we planned to do it at Atomic Cowboy. We still didn't have a name for the event. And John Harrington kind of came up with the name Slump Fest. We like, Slump Fest? Yeah. St. Louis Underground Music. Festival. We like,
let's roll with it.
So, you know, first year, you know, we kind of, it was crazy because that first year we did it in May and we did ours that Saturday and that next day, Tease was going down.
Oh, so shit. That's when Tease was a beast.
And so we was worried about the whole aspect, right? We was worried about the whole aspect, like, well, damn, we kind of compete with they different days. You know what I'm saying?
But people only gonna go out one time a week, right? And, you know,
but it worked out because it was Memorial Day weekend, so
people just out. Period. They don't give a fuck about that.
So that first one, you know, we went out without a hitch, man. Mm-hmm. Like it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I think it was a concert that night too. We was competing with.
This is 2009, right?
No, this is 2010. That was
you met in 2009, but then you got to do 2010. Okay.
So we did the first one. First one went out, dope. The second one was dope. My third one, that's when we got my guys with Made Monarchs. They wanted to have a sit down with us because they was like, MTV had reached out to them about filming Made in St. Louis and they was trying to figure out an avenue to do it. And they said, well, you know, my guys, and they do like this thing called Slump Fest, and they explained how it was. So we sat down and had a meeting with MTV and they were like, they wanted to film Made at our event. So we're like, cool. The only problem with that was we had to keep it quiet about MTV coming. So, you know, we all excited about MTV being there.
But it's like, damn, we want to pub it
right
for more people to come out.
But the crazy thing about that was we never said anything about it. We had a gag order. But the word got out somehow. I think the guy that was on MTV
wanted to kind of just like, yeah, I'm going to be in St. Louis and then some other people.
I think so. What wound up happening is like they was filming like a month out before Slump Fest. So the coach was Sadat X. So we was like Sadat liaison.
I remember. Oh, so that's why Sadat sees town when I saw him at Lola that same weekend.
And Sadat was so cool. Like Sadat, man, like after the first day, like he was like the homie. So like he hit us up. Yo, Rabu. Yo, son, where y'all at? We like, we going to Del Mar Lounge tonight. I said, you need to come get you. No, I'll find y'all. Shit, we get to the Del Mar. He already there. With drinks in hand, like, what's up, brother?
So he don't even know nobody. He walked up on the door, right, though.
But so after that first couple of days, like he knew all of us, so he was good and stuff. So we did that one.
Hold on, this was Made. This is the show where they take somebody and like teach them how to do something.
Exactly. And this guy, Trey Wright, was wanted to be a rapper. I think he went to Pattonville.
Okay. Just people that may not, because Made don't come on no more. So be right. Some context.
Yeah, I think I seen that episode still on my ex-wife DVR box at the crib because I'm in there a couple of times. I've been at Kotaka because she was telling my son, don't go your daddy. So, Fast forward, this is 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. This is our 7th Slumfest. We're gonna be down at 2720 on the 25th. We're actually doing a 3-day. We usually do like 2-day thing, but we doing we extended for 3 days. So like that Friday the 24th, we actually doing a pre party at Cicero's.
Okay. So, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got some performers from St. Louis. We got some coming in from Chicago that's gonna be on that show.
Have you all thought about expanding it outside of singles artists for South by Southwest aspect kind of where it's like, you know, you got a couple people from a little bit everywhere.
Well, we do that. We have people that when we do our registration, we have people from all over like submit.
Okay.
Yeah. So we.
So people submit. Like, give us the process of submittal for people.
So what happened is, we used to do like registration right after our award show. Our award show is every January. So at the end of award show, we open registration. That's a registration run about a month and a half. It's online registration. Basically, people got to submit who they are, submit some sample music, and all their info, whatever. So we run that for a month. So then we have a few people that cannot, like, for whatever reason, register online. So we do an in-person registration, like in March. So after we do all that, March and April, we take that time to listen to all that submission. And at one time, we had like over like 800 some people that submitted.
Damn.
We had to listen to all that music. It took us a month to listen to all that music.
Damn.
Right. So, a lot of it was good, but a lot of it was like, you really submitted that? Like, it was crazy. Like, we'd be sitting there like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying?
You should, I'm not trying to, y'all should have them submit a music video too, so you can see.
Well, sometimes, like, what we do is, like,
you can send those over to us for Raw Now. Yeah. Like, send those about us for
Raw Now. Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But sometimes they do, like, here's a link to my videos, stuff like that, too. Mm. That way we can see how they, you know,
they right. Stage presence, everything out there, our presence in general.
So, yeah. After that, we try to narrow it down. Sometimes we have to go back over music because when we vote, somebody might got a nay this time, turn back around, they might get yays. So, it's just, that's probably the longest process of the whole Slumfest aspect is just narrowing down.
They're narrowing
down. Out of all the people, we have narrowed down to like 65, 70 slots.
Man. So over 3 days. But tell everybody where is that, okay. where they can get information, all that good stuff. All
right, so use Facebook. We got ads running on Facebook right now. You can also check www.slumfest.com. Instagram or Twitter, @SlumfestSTL. We always posting on those. Like I said, for this...
It's all at 2020 Cherokee, right?
Yeah.
2020 Cherokee.
No, 2720
Cherokee. 2720 Cherokee.
Yeah.
Where everything's going on, but then it's a pre-show.
Well, we got 3 events, 3 different locations.
Okay.
So that Friday, the 24th, is the pre-party.
And that's at Cicero. Right.
So that's doors at 8 on that one. The next day is the 12-hour music festival, Slumfest Music Festival. It runs 12 hours for 1 to 1. That's at 2720 down on Cherokee. The next day, the Sunday, we're doing an artist appreciation cookout and 3-on-3 basketball tournament of a blank space. That's up the street from 2720.
Right, right.
So basically, we're going to feed all the artists who perform the Slumfest. Everybody welcome to come.
Who's headlining Saturday night? For people want to know.
Saturday night?
Yeah. Y'all don't know yet?
Headlining right now, I would say my man Headcrack and the Bodega Brothers.
Okay.
So we got Headcrack from... Rick Spina, Rick Spina show, you know, he's on the show this time around, so he's coming down with the Bodega Brothers. A lot of y'all might be familiar with the Bodega Brothers music. Right now, it's probably our headline besides our St. Louis acts. All the acts we got, I feel like everybody on Slumfest is a headliner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you make it past all those people,
800 submissions.
Right, so you a headliner in my eyes, for real, you know, so.
All right, let's get a little bit of my man Action. So, how'd you meet Action?
Accurate.
Man, what the fuck, man?
He would act like that.
No, I was real confident on that one, too.
Hey, yo, bro, real talk, you know what I'm saying? Everybody mess up my name when they first meet me.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Okay.
All the time. So, act right, I've been called that so many times.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, with me and him, it's a funny story. It's not funny, but it's kind of like... So, let me explain. So, when Accurate first came on the scene, we was putting on shows and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So, Accurate time was in school. So like Ak was like, yo man, he came to me one day, he was like, yo man, like I gotta do the school thing, but I wanna do the music thing. But man,
what school were you at?
I was at SIUE.
Okay.
So he's like, man, I don't wanna drop out, cats ain't fuck with me. I said, dog, listen, go to school.
Finish that.
Right, get your degree up and then come back and holler. Like, you're not gonna lose no position with that. You know, like, you good. Because his whole thing was worried about, because he was making a name for himself. And then he, like, I got to come
in
to school.
Come in and out.
Right. He felt like if he left, that he would probably have to start from the bottom again or whatever. So I just told him, man, look, in my eyes, you good, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got nothing to worry about. I know what you do. Yeah. So you don't have to prove. You know, like, you don't have to prove nothing to us no more. We already know what it is. So, man, graduated, came on back. So, me, actually, we were starting, I had started a mentoring program, hip-hop mentoring program. It's still kind of, we got to really fine-tune it. We had our first group of dudes last year. It was a learning experience for us how we need to do the next time around. I'll just say that.
Facts.
Yeah, but I brought him on for that because he kind of in the same demographic as these guys we was working with. So
what, young cats?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. So
what's the demographic?
Like the 21 to 25.
Okay, yeah. Got you. Okay.
Yeah, so it started off good, man, but them guys thought that they was just gonna get on so they can get on show. I said that's not how it works. We'll set you up a show, but you got to work it there. It's things you gotta do to get to that level before we even talk about shows. Like there's just some of the simplest stuff that these cats are dropping the ball on. Like I told them, so they thought like it was just gonna be all sweet stuff. First day we had a little meeting or whatever, I gave a homework assignment. They looked at me like I was crazy, like, homework? Oh yeah, y'all got a homework assignment. 1,000-word, I told you, write me 1,000-word essay on what hip-hop mean to you. Something simple.
Yeah.
I said, this was like on a Thursday, right? Mm-hmm. I said, y'all got the money to turn that in. These guys struggle getting that in, like, struggle.
I'm talking about, like,
only one person got it in, and he wasn't even at the meeting.
Dang. And so, it's so crazy because, like, you know, like, more, and the thing is with Rob, you know what I'm saying, having so much experience with everything or whatever, yo, I'm learning, you know, just being up in the thing, you know what I'm saying, like, thankfully he asked me to join, you know what I'm saying, with the whole you dig, but it's like, you know, you would think that he would be, you know what I'm saying, more on the authority level than me. I'm like, yo, I don't understand, like, what y'all get. I'm coming at them like, they's my kids or something like that. You know, like, yo, y'all don't understand, like, what y'all made into. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he good cop, I'm bad cop, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so he was getting at them. They was like this. They
was telling Rob, who was the bad cop? You know what I mean? He the bad cop.
I'm turning a whole nother level into them. They like,
hey, I'm looking like this.
And he's just like, he like, whatever. You know, like, dudes then, talking about, I got to work. Or whatever. I'm like, bro, you talk 1,000 words more, you know, more than that. Like, right now, you talking about, you just giving an essay on something you passionate about. I've been talking about this for years. You know what I'm saying? You can't do
that. 1,000 words is nothing. I ain't say write 10-page essay.
Yeah,
that's 1,000 words.
And they're crazy. I'm an English major. So, you know, I'm like, up in that.
I said, man, I was like, real talk, man, them excuses. I said, man, I said, I work. And I go to school, and I still do this, and I have a whole family at home. Like it's no excuse.
Ain't no excuse.
Like I don't want to hear you young man. You can find time to do anything else. You can find time for this if you want to do this. So after a while, man, when I saw they weren't doing nothing, I just told them, don't worry about it. We're done.
Yep.
So everybody like, oh man, no, we're done.
And I'm talking about they had so like the way you know what I'm saying with them having with us having this mentoring program. They got so much. You got your own personal shows, you know what I'm saying? We got people lined up to talk to you about like how to invest in yourself, how to understand the business side of things.
Oh, shit.
Like and then for Slumpfest, you guys have your own slot for Slumpfest. Like you don't have to even worry about registering.
And I think that was the thing. A lot of
I still gotta register. Yeah. You know, y'all don't gotta do nothing.
Right. I think
you
know that was the thing. I think some of the guys just thought that it was gonna be it's easy. Cakewalk. So when I took all that from them, like, no.
Yeah. And then they thought, I'm going to get on Slumfest. Yeah. Because
I had to set up, man, they going to come down to my man Finster's office. He's going to talk to them on promotional aspect of how to promote yourself as an artist. They're going to talk to DJ So Thorough. I had a whole bunch of stuff lined up, man. It didn't work out. So we still, like, trying to recalibrate it now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get back in. I give us, we probably, by the, before the end of the year, we probably have it together again. you know, we probably start a little younger, though.
So y'all here, it's out there. We looking for, you know what I'm saying, people interested, you know, holler at us.
We are hip-hop mentoring program.
We are hip-hop mentoring.
So, is that a site or anything they can go to? Or to
no, we don't have nothing.
No, it ain't nothing right. It's still in the works.
Yeah,
you know what so I'm we saying? Still but you rebuilding. Can hit us up anytime. Right. We check your stuff out. We're going to decide who's going to be in the next program.
Slump Fest, once again, for everybody, is June 25th, right?
Right.
So June 24th.
26th. Yeah, but the main event is that 25th. Saturday.
Yeah, 25th. So, Akron. Accurate. Yeah. I got it now. That is horrible journalism on my part, man.
You good.
Yeah,
you good.
So, what's your story, man, coming from to be an MC? I mean, everybody, you know, everybody want to be MC. Everybody want to rap. Everybody wants to rap. Everybody wants to rhyme. How did you get into this, you know, thing that we love calling
keep it? I'm not even, keep it short, real talk. Yeah. Man, music has always been there. You know, music is a universal language of the world, I believe, you know. And with hip-hop or whatnot, I started off like as a poet, you know, I was writing, and I ain't gonna lie, at the time I was talking to females. But my basketball coach in middle school was like, yo, you should start trying to rap, like you can do it, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm not gonna lie, I was rapping like a Lil Wayne dude, you know what I'm saying? I really was.
And it's crazy hearing that. I'm trying to think though, like, I guess that would, because you 24, you said, right? So that would be, I guess, his influence, though, right?
You know what I'm saying?
But I can see that, though.
You think it? No, it's funny you hear me now. You be like, hell, you know what I'm saying? But it's like...
So this is what, Carter 2?
Carter 1, when Go DJ and all that came out, that's when I was like, oh, yeah, this is me.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you, as also a student of the game, you learn, like, you know, I don't want to fabricate myself, you know, in this or whatnot. Especially, like, when you learn that words have power and words have meaning behind it. You know, and I was a nerd. I was a straight nerd. Like, I'm... book smart dude, you know what I'm saying? And at the time also too, my brother, he's a gang member, so I had the street smarts behind me as well. So I had a two-way road to pick, you know, am I gonna do this or that, you know?
Like, let's just say Nas.
Yeah,
it's Nas.
Facts, you know? So I mean, long story short, pretty much, I went through depression. I went through 8 years of depression. Heavy depression, you know?
Word. Well, what did you go through depression from?
Man, I mean, it's cool. Family not liking me, not liking the decisions I'm making or whatever. Yo. And the thing is, you would think your family likes good decisions. Like, I was an honest student, you know what I'm saying? I played chess and everything like that. I was doing a lot of stuff that the average, I guess you could say, black guy wasn't doing at the time.
But they want you to be on the block?
I wasn't even in the street stuff.
No, but they wanted you to be on the street.
No. They wanted me to be like a hooper.
Oh,
and stuff like that. Okay. My cousins and everything were hooping and playing football. They was getting scholarships or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I got a scholarship just being smart. And they was like, and I wasn't looking for no recognition or whatever, yo. But it's like when your own parents is like people like, they look at you like, wow, you could have did that or whatever, yo. But it's like I did the same thing that I did what I know how to do and made it. You know what I'm saying? And so it kind of just put me in, like, a low state of mind, you know, I had low self-esteem or whatnot. I almost went to the Marines, and but I dropped out because I wasn't feeling right. But when it got to the point in my sophomore year of college, I hit rock bottom hard. Like, I hit it really hard. I was started comparing myself to people. I lost myself, you know,
as a human.
As a full human. Like,
you're comparing it, like, what these other cats is doing.
I'm comparing myself to people at school who I was like, I'm better than you with this and everything. It's like I had to learn, like, in your journey in life, it's not about, you know what I'm saying, being better than somebody or whatever. Yo, it's understanding you, you know what I'm saying? Understand, like, yo, when it's time for you to shine, you going to shine.
Yeah.
And I had to learn that, you know what I'm saying? So, honestly, like, music elevated, you know what I'm saying, my soul to another dimension that I never thought I was going to get to. I became so much of a better person, like, musically. It's just, like, as a human, like, going through it. I'm happy I went through it. Like, I tell people, like, yo, embrace your struggles and, like, that darkness that you think that's, like, really, like, negative. Negativity makes you grow. You have to embrace that, you know. So, like, I tell people, like, yo, don't think because you're going through negative things, you losing. You actually winning. If you're not going through shit in your life, you're not. That's when you think you be losing.
Exactly.
You know, so... them 8 years, I mean, it was hard, but I truly came out a better person, you know what I'm saying? I met so many dope people, and I've only been spending for, what, maybe, like, 4.5 years, professionally. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I met so many people, and, you know what I'm saying, collab with a lot of people. Met this dope brother right here,
man,
you know what I'm saying?
Rob Boo, man, he need to get a star on the City Walk of Fame.
But he's so much.
They got to.
But, like, yo, them, they so much as good people, just like, yo, people see them as the bad guy. But it's like, yo, y'all need to be trying to get cool with them. Like, and that's like not getting cool with them to like just have like connects or whatever, yo. But like, yo, they just good people. Like every time I've been,
why is everybody? I never have again no bullshit for Rob though. Like, people be saying, I see that and I'm like. I don't like. I look like maybe because I'm not. I don't know. Maybe
I'm gonna say what it is. It's a couple things, man. Number one, people probably hate on me. Well, they hate on us, but I get the brunt of that because, for one, people consider me the face of Slumfest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's still not individuals. With eight individuals besides myself that make all the decisions for Slumfest. But I guess because I'm out there more.
And I deal with
artists more and stuff like that, that I get the most heat for. You know what I'm saying? But and the reason why they be hating is a lot of things. Well, one reason is cats get mad because they don't get on Slumfest. And I was playing the cats like, dude, like, you just got to come a little harder, man. Like, what you think is the dopest shit in the world, everybody else might not think it's the dopest shit in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And cats have to, they their own worst enemy when it comes to music because they don't hear shit. They get tunnel vision when they music. They don't. They think that it's good, but when somebody tell them that like, you need to work on it, it's not up to par. Then they like everybody. Hey, no, it's not hate. I'm trying to tell you what it is.
It's
you know what I'm saying?
Criticism.
You know
and
what I'm saying?
If you can't take that being in this arena, you don't need to be here. And I tell people, you have to be. You have to be a daily student. If you can't be that, you think you know everything. You don't need to be here. Period.
And then I get a lot of these people don't get on. Well, who is that? Why y'all put them on? I ain't never heard of them. Well, but just because you never heard them don't mean nobody else never heard them.
Like, don't mean they're not nice. They need that push of being at Slumfest. Right. They nice. They need that look. That don't mean it. You might be whack. And just because people know you whack don't mean you good.
Right. And another thing is, like, cats in this city, it's like, it's crazy. Because artists outside of St. Louis show us mad love. Like, they like, yo.
But there's a split within St. Louis within types of artists here, too.
Yeah. And the thing is, like,
it's segregated. It's like, it's almost like segregation.
But yeah, it is. In a sense, it is.
Because you got the mainstream cats, you know what I'm saying, that do they shit, and then you got, you know, the cat, the spitters.
It's most set. To me, I feel like from my years, I came to Slumfest, 2012?
Yeah,
like 2012. Mm-hmm. From my time from 2012 to now, it's even way more diverse. It's sad to me. Like, it's really sad.
Like it's segregating more, you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, because lots of what it is you got these cats now that do the trap rap and stuff like that.
Right.
I don't have a problem with trap rap, but I be looking more so for lyricism. And it's on so many ways.
So there's three different groups now? So you got the regular kind of mainstream cats.
No, but you know what? Because I did street rapper. Yeah. So, like, I come from an era.
I mean, Family Affair, I would consider them like a street rapper.
I come from an era where
legend
most of my favorite artists were street rappers. N.W.A.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like I said, Legend Camp, I called it the St. Louis Mob D. That's like that's kind of how I look at they sound.
Well, the thing is, when I was telling cats, I said, you're going to be a street rapper, but talk about something. Tell me a story. The only thing y'all tell me when I hear y'all music is about how many ways you can pop mollies, how many ways you can sip lean, how many bitches you can fuck. Okay, you got a 15-track album, every song the same thing.
You can't do this for 15 songs.
You can't do this for 15 songs. I'm sorry. And then a lot of these artists get to that whole notion that just because you're from St. Louis and you rap, that people support you. I always hear it, man, St. Louis don't support. Well, you know what? It's on you to garner the support. If you make good enough music, people will support you. If people not feeling you, they have the right not to feel you because the people are the consumers. So it's your job to convince them to listen to your music. It's not on them to be like, because you rap. Yeah. Oh, we rap. I got to like. No, it don't work like that.
I feel like bro.
Yeah, and a lot of times these cats get into the whole. They get in their bodies about that. About they don't support. I was like, man, they don't support. You got to make something that they want to hear.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. When you make music, of course you want to make music for yourself. But the whole idea of that, if you're trying to make this a career or whatever, you're trying to make music that people want to hear, not just the music that you and your homies want to hear. Because you and your homies is not going to just pay the bills. If you're trying to have a career in this and you're trying to take it to the next level, it's already hard as it is to do that. So if you are one of those artists that does this, you have to make music for the people.
Not for yourself.
Not for yourself.
And your home.
You can make some songs for yourself, but everything you do, I do this for me. I do. Okay, that's fine. And then understand this, that if you do it for you, understand that you may be stagnant, stuck where you at. But if you good with that, that's cool. Because I know a lot of artists don't give a fuck about making money. They do it for the love. And they do what they want to do. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I have no problem with that. I'm not a rapper. I'm just here trying to offer opportunities for people, man. You know what I'm saying? But when I try to give cats gems, sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't. You know what I'm saying? The ones that listen, then the ones I deal with the most, I deal with more. Because they hear something I'm telling them. And they actually taking heed to what I'm saying. Now, when you talk to somebody young, I've been doing this well over 15 years. So, if I'm telling you something, I'm not telling you something based off of some shit I just heard.
They say,
right. I done heard this for a minute.
Experience.
You've been in the game a year, and you're trying to tell me, no, that's not. You know what you're talking about? You, that's how they, nope. Okay, well, fine. Let's see how far you get with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, I'm not telling you my way is right, but I'm just trying to tell you that I make suggestions. Now, you can't shit on my suggestions because I feel like my suggestions are what they are. It's good suggestions, you know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you some shit to hurt you. But if you don't want what I'm telling you or giving you, fine, that's cool. Then you do it how you want to do it. And then you come back and tell me how to work for you.
Yeah.
Some cats, they can figure it out and they work for them, sometimes, but a lot of times it don't work for them. You know what I'm saying? So
I feel like a lot of cats be missing out too because, like, I know a lot of people who don't understand the idea of quality over quantity. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of cats who have this just big catalog of music, but they don't never go perform nowhere. They don't never show face value nowhere. Whatever. Yo,
what is their goal then if they not going anywhere performing?
Exactly.
What's their goal though? They just hoping somebody.
Why? You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of cats do a lot of stuff. You don't know why.
I've known cat. I literally to this day I know a cat who probably has over 1,000 songs. He's never done a show before. Never seen him out perform. And I'm like, dude, how do you expect to build a career if
what
you never
put on SoundCloud? I hope people somebody. Click
yeah,
on
and then you just.
I know a dude make music. He's from St. Louis. He dissed St. Louis. He dissed me. He made a track diss about me. But he won't do no shows.
Yep.
He won't do no shows. But a lot of that, I think he's scared to come out. Because he dissed St. Louis so much that
man.
People like...
What did he say about it? What did he diss?
Oh,
man. He made a whole diss song about me. It's a long
he didn't
story.
He didn't diss him. He didn't came in my inbox and got mad at me because I gave him criticism on some stuff.
So he dissed the whole loop?
His hashtag be fuck St. Louis. Hashtag for St. Louis.
Also, that's how I can find out what he's saying, though. I can just go to fuck St. Louis hashtag.
Yeah. I'll tell you who his name is, man. I won't even give him no plug.
Yeah,
he know who he is.
Yeah.
He know who he is.
All right, this is a section of the show I called Don't Get Fucked Up Session. So these questions, the 6 questions.
Okay.
So both of y'all can answer. Some of these are about St. Louis hip-hop. Some of these are about hip-hop as a whole. So if you want to decline some of them.
Okay.
You can decline. It is not a problem. Decline it. Because some of these are real, real. Because I digged in the crate though for some Rob Boo stuff though.
Oh,
so this is not about anything with y'all particular. But like stuff that's happening that's you know. I don't know if you know where I'm gonna go with the first question.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Let's go. Let's go to the first question. Ali versus the battle rappers. I told you. Look, both of y'all looked at me like. I said, don't get fucked up questions.
Hey,
these are, so y'all can decline.
I don't know.
Dude, I mean, I can tell people Ali, about what it is, what's
Ali,
happening. But
Ali, that's the homie, man. That's the big homie.
For people that don't know, though, because Rim Studio getting redone, so we haven't had a podcast that didn't even talk about it.
Okay.
So let me explain to everybody that may not know this. Our listeners, you know, we got worldwide listeners.
Right.
So, all right. So St. Louis Lunatics Ali. Remember Ali. Gets on Facebook and he says that he doesn't understand battle rap. Basically, it ain't shit. He don't fuck with. They can't make no good music. So, generally, you already know who's gonna pop up first. I knew who was gonna pop
Bird.
Up first. You know it's gonna be Bird.
Bird
first.
And Hitman.
But then Hitman Holiday was. I think Magic.
Yeah.
B Magic came out.
I think Street Status said something to him.
But you know A Verb is gonna be first though. A Verb is like I call him the St. Louis. Spitter 50 Cent. Like, he lives for this type of fucking situation.
Right.
He almost probably had a book of shit ready on every nigga in St. Louis.
Right.
Ready for it. Like, I feel like that because, like, his videos were very fast and very point. They were quick videos, man. It was like, dude, you already knew what you wanted to say already, old dog. You was already ready for this. Just in case.
He's doing it.
So battle rappers, though.
Okay.
A-Verb, Hit My Holla.
I'm going to speak on both aspects of that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So... Real talk, I don't know where Ali was going with that. Like, Ali the big homie.
Like, it made no sense to do it to me.
Like
you could personally feel like that. We could be always having, like, right. like, we hear it, I'm like, man, I can't fuck with Battle Rap. But I wouldn't go out there and put it up on the fan page. I mean, like,
that's how you feel. That's how you feel. Me, personally, I wouldn't have done it like that.
Because you could have said some battle rappers.
You could almost expect them to come out the left. But for Bird to say that
they didn't contribute anything to St. Louis. But and he said, because he says the exact words were, I'm trying to make up for y'all fucking up St. Louis.
But that's not, I don't see that. That's
I don't. And
because the battle rap scene is the battle rap scene.
That's
and the hip hop scene is the hip hop scene. So a lot of times, like, you'll have some hip hop dudes be a battle rap, but for the most part, the battle rap is what it is. It's battle rap.
Yeah.
It's not like a traditional hip hop show. You're going to see cats murk each other on the mic. Well, they don't even use mic. But, you know, stand on stage and murk each other verbally. So it is what it is. I don't agree wholeheartedly with Verb saying about they didn't contribute them. They one of the reasons why St. Louis is on the map.
Anywhere, that's one thing that we got some corner rules on my podcast. We don't talk about nothing about, like, St. Louis artists like that. Like, we don't talk about no gossip and shit with no St. Louis art or St. Louis people that's from the crib that's putting it on. No.
Right.
Like, I just won't do it because a lot of them cats put us on them. You can't. But my own personal feelings, whatever I think about Nelly or whoever like that, I never would say it in a public domain.
You cannot shit on what they did for the
city.
They
did a hell of a lot of shit for St. Louis.
Like, you can't. No matter how you feel about it, you cannot shit on or discredit what they did for the city because they the reason why at least 56% of the people own now. You know what I'm saying? So
not just any St. Louis, too.
Right. So that aspect, you know what I'm saying? I can understand Verb them getting mad. You know,
Verb
probably say that
Verb was getting closer to, like, saying by somebody's mama. That's how I feel like it. Like, the next couple of videos is going to be like, fuck your mama then type thing.
I think that Verb, you know, the stuff he said about them not contributing, I don't think he can't truly believe that because
he believes that. I've talked to him before, though. I talked to him before, though. I think he believes that.
I don't agree with him, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't say I agree, but I think he believes that, though. I think Verb was 100% believing that. Because he talked about a whole story about how he felt like, because you remember when they was first going out to New York back in, like, 07? When they went out to New York and drove all the way out there to battle all them cats. Yeah. They didn't show up. It was some shit like that. And he was saying, like, it was things like that they had to do or whatever to make up for the slop that Nelly and them were not saying St. Louis ain't lyrical, that we can't have no MCs, we ain't got no spark, you know, things like that.
But that's just his opinion, though, because no matter what he say, you cannot stunt on what they did for the city.
Not at all.
That's flat out. That's the truth.
He has four platinum albums in a row?
I mean, and even with that, ultimate. I mean, like, you saying a type of MC. You know what I'm saying? Nelly and them was not, like, no lyrical cats. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Ali can rhyme.
I mean, they can rap.
When I was young, though, Ali was the best
dude.
One.
Yeah, Ali was the dude in the Lunatics. Like,
yes.
I think
people don't know that, though.
I agree. I agree.
I remember when they first dropped in, like, 95.
It's crate digging, bro.
You know what I'm saying? But you heard, like, Give Me What You Got and all that and all that stuff, though. Ali was the star of St. Lunatics.
He was a spitter.
Yeah, he was the star.
I'm saying, but what I'm saying is, like, I'm saying, like, you know, with him saying, like, that type of caliber artist, you know what I'm saying? Like, you saying the lyricist, you know what I'm saying, next to, like, you know what I'm saying, what a person when they, like, know the country grammar or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a type, bro. Like, that right there is, like, for St. Louis, that's legendary. You can't knock that, you know what I'm saying?
And then I would ask Verb, like, if that's the case, then what you feel about artists getting played now? In the city, in the type of raps they do now, like,
well, like, let me buy you a stripper or something. Like,
no, I'm not gonna say no name. I'll set up, but it's a lot of cats getting a lot of play now that
they ain't rhyming, huh?
You be like, what the hell are they saying?
They ain't even using
it's
words.
It's so auto-tune.
Well, local cats.
Yeah, local cats is getting, like, some plays and stuff. Like, you know, I'm like, what would you say about them? Like, would you call that slop? Because I mean, like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it's an audience for it, you can't stunt on it because somebody like it. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you can't stunt on what they did for the city. So, you know.
Yeah. Facts.
So y'all basically saying, like, both sides, y'all see it from both sides.
Yeah, I can see it from both sides. Yeah.
All right. Next up in the don't get fucked up section. You know, all these questions and everything. Question number two is, who do you believe from St. Louis is next up?
Next up,
don't get fucked up.
Depending on
don't get fucked
which
up.
Direction they going.
Y'all feel the question though, don't you?
Right now, I know Teflon now.
Yeah.
Light cats don't like tail, but they can't stunt tail.
But why is that though? Because
okay, so the thing is, like, some people had the misconception that Tef used the whole Ferguson thing to get on.
But he had been on, though.
Tef had already been on, and Tef
he already had a joint. The big joint with Killer Mike.
All that.
Voicing everybody.
And all the PLC. War Machine,
War Machine 2 was crack.
Yeah.
That was crack.
In the kitchen, all that shit.
Hold on. But, the thing is, and the people didn't understand, like, Tef was an activist long before the Ferguson thing. Yeah. I remember Tef was the only dude down at the riverfront when the Klan was down there protesting, or they were down there and had a rally, and Tef was the only man down there. He was mooning them. He was like, kiss my ass.
Tef always been on,
like,
some rivalry.
He's always been on some political stuff. So, yeah. With Cass be saying that, I find myself defending Tef. Like, I know Tef, he don't care what people think, in a sense. I'm like, man, y'all got shit. Like, because I know Tef.
Yeah,
I'm like, man, y'all need to go head on with that shit, man. Like, that's, y'all going off what somebody else told y'all, because people want to use that situation for their own whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, it, like, as far as, like, artists is on, next to Blow, it's like Tef, St. Orleans.
Okay.
Who else would I say? Next to Blow.
Like Mastermind.
Mastermind is another.
I need to check him out.
Yeah, Mastermind. Right. He got a group called MME.
MME. Okay,
yeah.
I'm about to check him out.
Yeah,
okay.
Mastermind. Okay. He very creative with
very,
you know.
Very.
Yeah.
Okay.
He do all the production.
I feel like he's St. Louis's chance. I feel like that. That's me.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like he like a he dope.
As far as, because I dwell with a little R&B too. Your man at Del Mar Records, my man Jay Love, just dropped a new mixtape called Validated. So they're hosting it. Dude's pretty nice. Oh, also, my man Maestro Frio. You ever heard of Maestro Frio? He got a song called Change Up. Me on the radio, he played keyboard and rap.
Okay, I'm going to
matter of fact, story about Maestro. We me and Fencer did we got a connection up in New York. My guy, he wanted to do a showcase, and he wanted us to send some artists up to St. Louis, from St. Louis to New York, to perform at the legendary SOB Club. Mm-hmm. So we did this contest called Show and Prove. Maestro won the contest. So last month, he went up there to perform the SOB and killed it. Like, New York, like, you know, New York is hard as fuck. Like, they said, the crowd was like, he killed it so bad. Like, not bad in a good way.
Yeah.
He killed it so bad that the next day, some people wanted him to perform down at this place called The Village something. But Shirley Pesciotti was hosting this night, and he performed the second night at another location. So now, I got to end with New York as far as sending artists and stuff up there. As far as, like, my guy up there, he wanna do some business stuff as far as, you know, doing
so
the
showcase.
So
he's still up in New York now?
Yeah, he lives in New York.
Oh, Mastermind?
No, Mastermind from St. Louis.
Okay.
I'm talking my guy, I don't know if I can say his name right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's a guy, like I said, we sent Maestro Frio up there to do the showcase up there. And actually, Maestro Frio got his own showcase. He's headlining July the 8th over at Pops. He's got his own show. It's called The Change Up. He's the headliner on that show. So if you get a chance, come check him out.
Okay. All right, number three in the questions is, do you ever see a situation where we'll have the unity within hip-hop that we had, St. Louis hip-hop that was during the Hot Boy era?
That's all, man. Like, in the crowd I keep, man, it's pretty much unified. The problem comes with is all these different sects and pockets of, I won't say cliques or whatever, but people that doing what they do, right? And you got some of those people hating on what everybody else doing because they feel like everybody should be doing the same thing that they're doing. They feel like everybody should be doing what they doing. But it could come, if the cats just get out their personal feelings about shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, if they just, I don't know, man. Cause I'd be like, I like try to work with everybody, but I'm not gonna work with everybody if I know they on that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Can I speak on that?
Go ahead, man.
Because real talk, I'm gonna say it from an artist opinion, and like, you know, I think Rabu can literally like vouch for me on this. For me personally, as an artist in the St. Louis area, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, me, I don't have no problems with nobody. Like, I'm more sort of like a pacifist when it comes to things. I'm a goofy, smiley dude. You come around me, you gonna have a good time or whatever, yo. And I think a lot of the St. Louis artists can be like, yo, Accurate cool as hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, he a cool dude. It's good vibes around here and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? I have limited problems with people. And this is real talk. Slumfest 2015, you know what I'm saying, that happened, everything like that, you know what I'm saying, I dropped the album, you know what I'm saying, it got nominated for a Slumfest Award, I also got nominated for, what was it, Best Male Hip Hop Artist, I was nominated for Best Male. The day of the awards, I get inboxed by about 12 people, and I'm thinking, we cool, yo man, you don't even deserve to be on no Slumfest stuff, you know what I'm saying,
damn, not even on no congratulations, like, damn, that's what's up, baby.
Yo, and I'm like, my man's like, you serious?
Hey, man,
you really on that with me or whatever? You know, like I said, yo, like the type of music I make is like, I'm on some like Most Def, some Common, you know, stuff like that. You know, on some real, you know what I'm saying, positive vibes or whatever, yo. And it's like, my man's like, you mad or whatever, you know, because of some work I put in, you know what I'm saying? And the thing is, Rob will tell you, I don't look for no awards, I don't look for no recognition or whatever, yo. I'm one of them artists to do this just straight love and try to help people. You know what I'm saying? Cause I don't want to see nobody go through what I went through in my past. Mm. So I use my gift, you know what I'm saying, to promote my past to people and show them, like, yo, it's a way out of that. You know what I'm saying? So for you to come at me, you know what I'm saying, on, like, yo, just doing my job as not only an artist, but using the talent I was blessed with to touch people, it's like, yo, like, you serious? And if you talking about the unified aspect of whatever, yo, I'm saying it's clicks. I'm going to say it. I see it. I'm observing. I don't be on social media talking unless it's about, you know what I'm saying, music or like something that really I need to speak on or whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like, I see the stuff. You sit on social media 24/7 talking mess about another artist show, and it's like, yo, why is you worried about what they doing? You could be using that same energy promoting yourself and making moves.
And that's the thing though too, man, because again, it'd be people caught up in their own bullshit trying to say what is, what ain't considered who's dope in the city. I'm like, you, who are you to say what's dope in the city? Like you cannot just sit there and say that this person, like, your whole clique is dope and everybody else is shit. Like, who are you to say that? Like, you're not making no more, no less loons than these next people are. So when we do like a war show, we get like, it'd be people hating every year about the war show because, first of all, they don't get nominated. But, like, a lot of the time, we like, well, your folks didn't vote for you, so what that say about you
yo,
as an artist?
All these people you supposed to have.
Man, look, when I got nominated, I didn't even know I got nominated until, like, about a week later because I was so focused on doing some other stuff. I didn't even think about the whole slump. No disrespect. I didn't even think about that because, like, yo, to me, all that stuff is a privilege. It's a privilege to get nominated. It's a privilege to be on Slumfest. It's a privilege for people to like your music and all that stuff. Right. And for you to, you know what I'm saying, you reap the rewards. I ain't getting no award that night. I was just happy. First of all, I was happy to be in a building to see that many people come out of the love of the St. Louis music and all that stuff or whatever. Yo, I ain't winning nothing. My homies did. I was happy like that. Yeah. When I heard my name get called, hey, so-and-so, now I'm happy. Cool. I ain't winning shit, though. But you don't see me sitting crying about whatever, yo. Right. I think I made a status about that. I said, y'all cry about this stuff, right. You know what I'm saying, locally. Right. But y'all forget about, yo, you're supposed to try to make this stuff globally.
Right. And that's what I was saying, like, as far as, like, when people get mad when they don't get selected for Slumfest. I like, dude, I said, it's cats who didn't get on the first four Slumfests and got on the fifth Slumfest. It's like, it's a progression. Like, once we see the progression in the music world, we feel like they should be, they earned the right to be on
right
it.
To be there. Yeah.
We, like, don't get it twisted now. You know what I'm saying? We can just sit there and put whoever we want on show. We try to be as fair as possible when we put the show on. But people don't understand. They think it's supposed to be like one side. Like it's supposed to be all trap, all that. We had to make a mixture for 12 hours. We had to give the city a mixture of everything in 12 hours. Not just backpack rap, conscious rap, straight,
street,
boom bap, street and all that. We had to make a mixture. You know what I'm saying? And cats over understand all that. And then y'all want to be mad at us. Like, y'all mad at the wrong people. But first of all, we don't have to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We spend our own money doing this. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, if we stop doing this shit, who going to do it? Because I'm pretty sure people will try to emulate this, but you can't emulate, you know what I'm saying, magic in a bottle, right?
Yeah.
Once somebody put their stamp on it. You can't come behind them and do the same thing and think it's gonna pop like what it did. Cause first of all, a lot of us are slumping with promoters anyway. So we got the connects and the know-hows, you know what I'm saying?
To holler,
yeah, and all stuff like this, you know what I'm saying? It costs money to do this. This is not like a 4-hour event. This is a 12-hour event. And it's a lot of moving pieces in there. You know what I'm saying? You get a lot of money going here and there because you got to pay for the venue, first of all. You're not paying for a venue for a 4-hour event. You're paying for a venue for a 12-hour event. So we're talking about thousands of dollars, first of all.
Yeah.
You got to pay for DJs and stuff like that. You got to pay for insurance. You got to pay for wristbands, this and other. Food for artists. You got to pay for security. You know what I'm saying?
All those different aspects.
Like, they don't understand none of this aspect. They have money for incidentals. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a whole lot of stuff that's involved with that. You know what I'm saying? Play for promotion. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's a whole aspect. Then we have to continue to do this because then 6 months out after Slumfest, we back doing an award show. We're going to do the same thing for the war show.
And it's after that 6 months, it's like, 6 months again, right, after the next one.
Exactly. So people be always screaming. And like I tell cats, like, if you don't like what we do, man, do your own event. But that's too much like right for them to do that because they don't want to do
the work.
Nobody want to do the work.
That's the thing.
People
see the finished product. They don't see the process to make that product.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The long hours, like the long hours of like having meetings about just plan, like, because, like, when we have meetings, our meetings, the Slumfest meetings don't go as planned. We'll sometimes be, like, not arguing, but we'll have a lot of damn disagreements because a lot of people see things one way and see people another way. We have to vote on stuff, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes we have to keep revisiting the same shit over and over again so we can come to some kind of conclusion or some kind of agreement about whatever decision we want to make. That itself is time consuming. Then we still have to get onto the business of the meeting and stuff, like planning, what we got to plan, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just think that we just get up and like, okay, Slumfest, here it is.
Let's get it.
Right. No. Right.
Next question up is best performance you've seen by a St. Louis artist?
Best performance by a St. Louis artist? Ever or as of late?
Ever.
St. Louis.
Give me a recent and ever. Give me two. Recent and ever.
Oh, man. I can't just give you two.
That's fine.
It's going to be hard. Ted Poe always do a good show.
I'm talking about an actual memorable performance, though, where you like, yo, this one was this one.
Let me see. Who had the most memorable show?
Like, I'll give you an example of one of mine. One of mine is actually at the High Point, Vandalism, like the week or two before close, he premiered that, I forgot the joint's name though, man. I think maybe Right Here or Come Here, and he took the Werenberg beat, and that's when he flipped the show. That's when he first
brought it out, and he put that, every time I see him out there, I say, you got to perform that song, dog.
Yeah, and then that was when he premiered it that night.
And it was crazy, because Fence was working at Werenberg Theater at the time.
Oh,
it
worked.
Because Fence was like, I said, I told Fence, I said, did you give him that beat? He's like, no. I'm like, oh, okay.
How would you get that beat, though?
Okay. I don't know.
This is before 2006, 2005. This is 10 years ago. This dude got the Werenberg Theaters beat.
Like, because what happened was this is what happened. So the song, he set it up with one song.
It's his song. It was the remix to this other song.
Right.
I can't remember the name
song,
of it, man.
And then next you know, it just drop off. You hear the doom, 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 doom.
Everybody
went
crazy.
Boom, 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 boom.
And he put some bass behind it and stuff.
Boom, 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 boom. And that motherfucker, hey, everybody went crazy, man. I was like, and every time he's like, hey, I got to perform the song. Rahul standing over there. I know one of the favorite, the best performers I've ever seen. At XO, Rockwell Knuckles performed Government Name.
This wasn't the first time.
And we had him on our shoulders. Me and Corey Blackman had him on our shoulders. And we was on the second floor up there at XO. and he was performing, and everybody was jumping up and down, and the floor was doing this shit. I heard, because Eddie and them came upstairs like, y'all got the ceiling doing this shit. They came up there because everybody up
that was
there.
That was a big hit for Rocky, though, yeah. That Gunman Name, though. That Gunman Name was big.
That one, that was maybe late. Recent, probably Maestro Frio. Killing it at Indiana Rome show. He was killing it. Like, the whole crowd was like, he was killing it. Like, he's playing the keyboard rapping. He just snatched Mike, got the rapping, came back to the keyboard. He was doing his thing.
Yeah.
I'm about
to check this cat out, though.
Yeah. You
can
go YouTube him.
Yeah.
I'm about to write his name out for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
He spelled funny?
He spelled Maestro, M-I-S-T-R-O, and Frio, F-R-E-E. Yeah.
Okay.
He don't spell Maestro like you would spell Maestro.
Definitely multi-talented cat. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Definitely nice.
All right, what about for you?
Oh, man. I mean, most memorable, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's kind of hard. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. This one, like, this was crazy. I feel like, and it's going to be a little biased, but like I said, I still consider myself new, you know, in the scene or whatever, yo. But I'm going to say, memorable, for real talk, like he just said, Tef put on great shows, man.
Yeah.
I didn't see... What was that?
Oh shit, Domino Effect.
Oh yeah, D do put on great shows. D Domino Effect put on one of them dudes is crazy. See, I almost gotta break it down. The group performance and then the singles performance almost. I mean, from seeing shows, I probably have to say Tef. Tef and Rocky, them dudes, I don't know, bro. Them dudes is like just nice on stage. And even T Dub. Dub put on some very nice performances, you know what I'm saying?
I've never seen T-Dub live.
Dub, nice.
Doorway.
Shout out to
Doorway. Another thing, though, Artifact from Doorway.
Yeah.
He played drums. He played drums on a lot of people's sets. On a lot of their sets, yeah. He kills it. Like, anytime him and his son, Eric Jordan, he rap.
Yeah.
They do a show together, they always kill it. Yeah. They always kill it. I know they Finsby put him on a school tour. I actually worked school tour, the one school tour that show they did at Best Shine. And Eric Jordan came out there, the kids, like the high school was going crazy when they see this little dude rap, like he's spitting like grown-ups and stuff, so.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Rome put on good shows, you know what I'm saying? Aloha, she nice, she very nice on it. It's really hard to say. Yeah, Aloha, nice, she nice, man. True, do it. She very dope. You know what I'm saying? Her craft or whatnot. Like I said, I still consider myself new because I'm seeing
that's
faces
hard,
all the time. It's hard, you know.
I've been into a lot of shows.
I feel like this. Real talk. I feel like for me personally, I'm gonna say me. My best performance was last year at the 2015 Slumfest. I ain't never seen that many people in no room rocking. You know what I'm saying with me? That was dope. You know what I'm saying? I performed this at some crowds. Before, but I'm talking about like cats who's like from here to here, all the way out there. Like all you saw was hands, and I'm like, this is
crazy.
This is dope, you know what I'm saying?
Now watch, I'm gonna get home as soon as I lay down. I'm like, oh, I forgot about this show. Oh man!
But it's a lot of cats, though. It's a lot of cats that's from progressively been stepping up. They rap game, period, and they performance game, and I've seen like a lot of progression. I mean, so I can even say my man that was supposed to be here, my man Rec, yo, he knew. My man Rec Riddles is new, and that man didn't.
He came a long way in 1 year.
In a year,
he's from Jersey.
My man's from Jersey.
He got on by chance because what happened was with him. Me and Fencer was doing a producer beat battle, and we were doing like the battle for Slumfest all in 1 month. So he signed up for the beat battle, and he signed up for the battle for Slumfest. So the first time I met him was at the beat battle. So he has some beats. I think he lost in the second round, but he has some dope beats. Shit. So he got in the battle with Slumfest, and he won one of the slots. So I'm like, okay, dog, yeah. So I'm thinking, because when he was telling me from Jersey, I'm thinking he comes from Jersey to do these shits, right? He said, no, I'm from Jersey. I moved here. I said, oh, okay. So after that, I've been rocking with him since, though. You know what I'm saying? I did a show out of town. He came and did a show for me, you know, performed a show for me and stuff. So yeah. He real down on the dude, man. Like, it's crazy. He said, like, man, I was in Jersey. Like, I get some love with dudes, like, hating in Jersey. I come here and get all love in St. Louis. I'm like, Which is crazy because you hear artists say, I don't get no love to say this or go out of town.
Yeah. But it's like that. Your home ain't going to do that until you blow someone up.
Skill Scott here. Home is where the hate is. Yeah. Yeah. Where the hate is.
Yeah.
All right, this is going to be some little hard ones, though, man. These are either or.
Okay.
Now, you may not know some of these artists. It's going to be St. Louis artists. But it's going to, you have to pick one of them. All right. Domino or Silk Smooth?
Silk Smooth.
You know these two artists?
We probably
know,
that's before your time.
I said, but you know.
Right. I know Silk Smooth. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Penelope or Ebony Eyes?
Ebony Eyes.
All right.
Yeah, I know that.
Vandalism or Tip Hope? Don't get fucked up, Rob. It was just an either or, man. Just an either or, man.
Okay. Are we talking about entertainment value?
I didn't put nothing on it. This is up to you. I just wrote my question that there's no stipulation on it.
I'm going to have to roll with Tip on this one.
Okay. All right. Rockwell Knuckles or Wafik?
Come on, man. They basically the same. Come on, man.
Hey, it's like the same thing about Mos Def versus Talib, though. It's the same thing.
Can I pass on that one?
You can pass on. You have no problem passing. I'm
saying Rocky. Okay. Rocky, my favorite St. Louis artist. I'm saying that, Rocky.
I'm going to have to let you listen to Wafik. Yeah, they was in a group together, dog.
That's my next question. We just had Wafik on the podcast, man. Yeah. And we was asking about, like, when Panji get back together, he's like, I don't even know. He said...
It's too many moving parts now, because you got... So,
yep.
Big Brown, with Zeus, you know, that's a rough club. Then you got Rocky doing his thing. Then you got Kane, 1-2-1. He over there with me and Mines over there with Wu-Chow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, on the other part, that would be, like... Who else is in there? I don't even think Trey rap. That's a Trey Vericos. I don't even think he rap anymore. There was at least about eight of them in a group.
Because it was the last. It was just them two. It was a duo at the end of it.
It was Rocky and Wafik. But it was crazy because when I first met Rocky, Rocky's like 16, 17. We snuck him up at the high point.
I remember you told me that.
So Rocky, fresh face, young looking. He get on the mic. I was like, who is this dude? Sound like Lord Have Mercy from Flip Mode.
Yeah. Lord Have Mercy.
That dude, that big ass boy. He was just feeling like, okay.
All right.
That's crazy,
man.
So they sound the same?
Not, they don't. I'm going to say
it reminds you like a Mos Def Talib kind of comparison.
Black Star.
Yeah.
What?
You got to listen to Wafik new project. Yeah. It's pretty dope.
I check it out.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, Fiki,
yeah. Yeah,
Fiki's dope. And he spit. He'll battle a little bit.
Yeah.
Best
battle you seen at High Point?
Best battle I seen?
Yeah.
Oh. It's a couple. I remember when Night Owl killed this dude named Blaze. He murdered a cat. And that started as a beef where Blaze was calling a radio show. Like, calling Night Owl out. Like, I'm going to kill you at the battle. Did it, like he
was calling the Q95.5 back in the day.
And he was calling Night Owl out because Night Owl was on working radio at the time.
Yeah.
And he was calling Night Owl out. And then we set the battle up and Night Owl laid into that boy ass. That's one. Another battle that was crazy. Tepo versus chick named Sheikha, aka Booty Me.
That what? I ain't never heard of this one.
So this chick wind up, she called Tep out because he was trying to talk about his wardrobe and shit. She called him out. And the battle just started. And Tep let into her ass so bad, dog. Like, he battled her like she was a dude, dog. He basically told her she had a velour. So you a whore in velour. You the reason why Easy. He just went in on her, dog.
Well, I heard the
she never came. I never seen a rap after that, dog.
I swear to God. Well, Vista said that when I interviewed him like a year or two ago when he came on. He said D-Mac versus, is it Majesty or somebody like that?
I remember D-Mac battled my boy Schema, and Schema laid into D-Mac ass, and D-Mac was ready to fight.
Yeah, no. It was somebody else, like Magic or something. Charlie Chan said it was D-Mac versus else, man.
Nimmy Hustle from Just Black Enough. I know he battled them. That was for some money. I remember when...
He said it was a series. This one, he said it was like two or three battles they went through.
I can't remember that.
Oh, man, I have to text Shannon and ask him.
But what's another battle? Oh. Tefo and this dude named Millie White.
Yes.
That beef started at Slumpfest.
Yo.
Is this the one that was on tape?
Yeah.
That was recorded that you put out, and it was like in it was at Freestyle Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I see.
So so let me tell you how that beef started. So Tef had did his run on 106 and Park and shit like that. So Millie White, at the time I was good with Millie White and their crew, the Rudies, whatever, right? So
they sound like a crew from the Warriors. They sound like a crew from the movie The Warriors.
Him and the other guy in the group, they got into the freestyle battle, right? So we was already having issues that day because the venue, they didn't get our stage right out in the street. They basically fucked the whole situation up with the stage and the street. So we had to rearrange a lot of shit. So I'm already stressed out about the day already. The dudes then was giving me grief the whole day because they was like, well, man, we got Metro Boomin coming down here to check us out. I said, well, man, I'm telling you, like, this ain't our fault. You know what I'm saying? So they already talking shit. So I'm already like, looking at them like, y'all need to chill. I'm like right here, right now with it, right? So basically in the battle, we got 16 names. So how we do the battle, we take number one, match with number 16, work our way up like that.
And then the brackets go like that, go up.
So then they met in the middle. So they were like, well, I said, hey, I told y'all, like, it'd be a chance y'all gonna battle each other. First round, they had to battle each other. So dude decided, so they act like it's a battle, but he decided to take a stab at Tef Poe, because Tef was...
Oh, so it's two other dudes were battling each other, but he took an opportunity during that.
So the two dudes
in the group.
Yeah.
Oh, so he wasn't even rhyming on his boy, he was rhyming on Tef.
No, he was rapping the dude at first, then he turned to Tef, and he started trying to get at Tef.
And Tef was judging it, too.
And Tef was judging. So Tef was like, he threw a bar at me, so Tef was ready to battle. But dudes was getting outrageous with it, they was clowns. They were like, man, y'all got to calm down, y'all can't come up with this dumb shit. So they was talking shit. I'm like, we get them out of here.
This is my first slump.
So after that, they was on Facebook talking and Twitter talking mad shit. Like, they was talking mad shit. So the dude who actually was the dude that actually went at Tef, I forget his name, but Millie was his homie. So Millie was doing the most talking. So he came up to what's called, talking about he gonna battle Tef Paul and shit. Tef got in his ass,
boy.
Got in his ass hard twice.
Damn.
Got his ass a couple times. Like, that dude got banned. I don't even think he in St. Louis no more.
Yeah, he ain't no more.
Dang, Tef ran him about the city?
The city ran him out of here because he just was running his mouth.
You understand?
Everybody got tired of this dude. Like, this dude really, cats want to whoop his ass.
Like, that day when that happened, I have, like, for St. Louis, like, you talking about riots, like, being in one, like, we an Atomic Cowboy. It's people on bleachers trying to jump over people to get to this man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that bad. Like, yo,
is it because he was just wild like that?
Well, yo, he was just disrespectful. Like, yo, we was literally in a place where, like, you know, music was just, everything was going well. It's the culture. We did culture, you know what I'm saying? Battle, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Yo, you just disrespected the culture right there.
Same guy that did this Fuck St. Louis song?
No.
Okay. Oh, I thought that'd be real ironic.
That's a different thing right there, man.
All right, last question, fellas, for both of y'all. Top five MCs.
Ever.
Like, whoever.
Whoever. Five, it don't matter what it is. Do you give me five MCs that you fuck with?
Rakim. Mm-hmm. Three Stacks. Rakim, Three Stacks.
You got yours?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back to
that. Let me think about it.
Black Thought, Elza, Pharoah Monch, Rakim. Gotta put Kim in there.
That's interesting. You said Rakim being younger. Okay.
You gotta hit me.
Yeah, you had to hit me.
Is that four?
But Rakim is forgotten, though, by anybody under 35. It's feel like.
Crate digging, man. Crate digging. But let's see. What's that? Said Black Dog, L, Munch, Rakim. Man, you know what though, bro? Even though it's hot, I'm gonna put her in there because I like her so much. I'm putting Rhapsody in there.
I'm putting Rhapsody in there.
And the thing is, I could have named so many other people. Yeah, I could have threw Ty Lib. I could have threw Sky Zoo in there. You know what I'm saying?
Sky's
crack. Yeah. So I could have put Tori in there.
Yeah, I was going to say with the Barrel Brothers.
Barrel Brothers, great. I could have put Blue in there. Odyssey. I could have put him in there. He's dope.
Odyssey's new project is dope, too. Yeah.
Mine's going to be, I'm like
put
I
rap.
Said.
Okay.
Like I said,
you said Rakim.
I said Three Stacks. I might put Eminem in there. probably Jay.
Okay.
I respect that.
I just can't go five, though. That's
one more?
Could have put Royce in there. Could have put Joey in there.
See, I always do it what I'm feeling right now. I really don't try to say all time, but like who I'm fucking with, five artists I'm fucking with right now. That's kind of how
that's how
I do it. Like who I'm five dudes I'm listening to right now, basically.
Shit, I'm going to throw one for y'all. Big Crit.
Okay. Big Crit's live show is amazing. Chris,
dog.
He's amazing.
I forgot Lupe. I could have put Lupe in. Yeah. Lupe.
Now, you know what? That's crazy. Lupe first album, I kind of dug. I wasn't a real Lupe fan at all. The last album,
Tetsu, you. It's about that 9-minute song.
I don't understand.
Murals was crap.
I don't understand how that album didn't get nominated for a Grammy, dog. Like, square biz.
He was killing.
My partner, we was at work. My partner put me on that shit. Like, I literally took his CD and kept it. He's like, man, I said, I'm going to get back to it. I'm going to make a copy. I was like, this shit,
because Lupe fell out. I feel like the first two albums was dope. I felt that Lasers was whack. I felt, what was that?
Lasers? Moon Liquor 2, The Great American.
I thought that was whack.
It was iffy.
Yeah.
Then
he came with that test draw, and I was like, this is kind of dope.
I'm like this with Lupe. You gotta figure like this too. I feel like Food and Liquor 1, that's gonna be that's instant classic. Yeah. Like that's classic Lupe.
Somebody album that got slept on. Schoolboy Q.
Yeah.
That dude.
I'm gonna take it even further than that. I feel like Ab Soul gets slept on.
Ab Soul's gets slept on too.
That's another dude I could have put in.
J Rock gets slept on too.
They whole little crew. Kendrick that dude. Kendrick's
killing it, right?
You know what I'm saying? Kendrick's
killing it.
I feel like I tell people like this. I mean, I know we going a little off session, I feel like Ab is a better MC than Kendrick, but Kendrick is the better artist. I always say that.
And there's a lot of artists like that.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. One more question just came to my mind though for y'all. All right,
let's get it.
It's the last one. Favorite trap rapper.
Favorite trap rapper.
Lil Baby.
I got that free crack.
Lil Baby, man. I'm not gonna lie.
I can fuck with
Lil Bibby has been the only dude that like keeps my interest, like, cause like he got bars,
yeah.
But then he also, you know,
he got one of them voices too, though, like Rocky's that you wouldn't think it was coming out of his face.
I don't got just one.
Go ahead, how many you gonna give us? Three.
Depends.
Yeah, go ahead. Give us. That's the trap rap.
Trap rap. Got it. Is one.
Jeezy's a Hall of Famer. He's been great.
Right.
I don't even consider him no trap rapper though to me.
He's transcended from trap
Listen. Y'all might not agree with me.
Gucci Mane,
dog.
Okay.
Gucci got that respect.
Hey, y'all see how Gucci Mane look now? Look,
he's skinny, dog.
He look like Young Dro.
He
look in the picture. I thought it was Young Dro when somebody put it up on Instagram. I was like, that's Young Dro.
He not the best rapper, but he got.
I mean, he is. Who's it? Is it him or I guess
Zaytoven with the beats?
I guess Jeezy is the creator, but the innovator of trap is Gucci Mane. Like the way trap rap is done now is because of Gucci Mane.
That's what I'm saying. Like you guys, why I'm like, y'all can respect it because Gucci has influenced like
every trap rapper.
You cannot say like, oh yo, you a trap rapper, but you don't know who Gucci is. Like you do. You don't even
pay homage to Gucci. Who'd ever said that 5 years ago? You gotta pay homage to Gucci.
And you know, so this coming from like, I'm a lyricist.
Yeah.
And I can respect that wholeheartedly. You know what I'm saying?
Trap House probably one of my favorite songs.
When you say you got one more, you got Jeezy. Gucci,
that's a group though. Jeezy, Gucci, got it.
Hey, they should come out with a group.
You can't say that shit five times,
man. Then you can't call them the Triple G.
But you know what, man? If we talking about. They not trap rappers per se, but a lot of that shit they rapped about was trappish. UGK.
Okay. Okay. I wouldn't put them in the trap.
I would put them in
the
trap.
Okay. What? Okay. Last one. All right. Top three street rappers.
Yes. I was hoping you would say this. You know what? Locks.
Okay. The Locks. Okay. The Locks.
The Locks. I'm putting all three of them right there.
Street rappers.
Jadakiss is a pandering bear to me a little bit, man.
Why you say that?
He goes to get a duffel bag. I ain't seen him on some tracks. You'd be like, I don't even know why you even dealing with this cat. Like, he got tracks. This is white dude we had on Raw. No,
I take that back.
It was this random white boy from, like, Jersey or something, though.
I'm not gonna say
and he's in the video back. Rapping on it. And we was like, me and Javon looked at each other like, he about this bag. Like,
I'm finna take
it's
that back.
Multiple songs like that.
I'm going to take that back because I just thought about something.
But I fuck with Jada because Jada's no, the best. But no, I'm saying he's I'm about the double bag.
I feel like with Jada and Styles, I'm saying, she's dope.
Yeah.
Because I slept on Sheep, but he's dope. But them two, Jaden Styles, to them, crazy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take that back. I'm gonna say Styles P. I'm gonna say Crooked Eye.
Ooh.
I'm gonna say Crooked. Okay. He slept on, but Crooked dope.
One of the best Cypher performances of all time.
Boy.
Street rappers. Oh shit.
And I give you one of mine. Gunplay. I like Gunplay, man. As a street, you talk about street rappers. I like Gunplay, man.
That third one gonna be hard for me. I might have to put Jada right there. I don't know, but that third one, I could though.
I just like 50, man. Back in the day,
50 street rap.
It's like 50 back in the days. 50 now, not so much.
Yeah, I gotta look this.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, man, because you know I had to go back and I be like all over the place, man, like street rap.
Somebody else I like that.
I ain't gonna lie, this is a time.
I like Mano too.
I just like DMX for a while.
I guess he is street rapper. I mean,
I can't put him as no street rappers, bro. I can't.
Yeah, I would say Mano. I like because I like that yellow tape with him and Uncle Murder.
What's my man, Joe? I can't think of dude name. I don't trip.
Damn, man. They made me really think. I'm sitting up here thinking like, damn.
Everybody's sitting there like, oh, snap. What?
Man, that's crazy.
Street rappers, man. It's some out there, man.
Yeah, it's a bunch of them. That's the thing, though. Like, damn.
You put The Game as a street rapper?
I would say The Game is a street rapper.
I was like, The Game is one of the other ones.
I think The Game that came out with his last, like.
That documentary, too, was crack.
That was crack.
People, I think that was slept on, man.
I bought that.
Yeah,
I bought that. I made sure I bought that. I didn't hear 2.5, but I bought
2.5 2. Was dope, too.
I heard 2. I bought 2.
2.5 was dope, too.
Because that song he got, first of all, your intro with Kendrick was crack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Benny Siegel, dog.
Yeah.
Beans, get it though, man.
I was finna say Woo. I'm definitely gonna say Ghostface. I think Ghostface.
Are they street rappers though? I mean, I guess they were, but I like when I'm thinking street rap.
Like okay, they okay, gangsta okay. in the street, okay. but they spit.
Yeah. Like Woo, I guess Woo are some of the innovators of street rap. Like Mobb Deep would be like a street rap.
Yeah, Mobb Deep.
Forgot about them. Yeah, I tweet. Scarface, that's who I was thinking about.
Scarface.
I was thinking Scarface,
yeah. Scarface would be. Or somebody like Trader Truth.
Yeah.
Like, that's street rap. I mean, that's what I would constitute like a street rapper, you know, like on that level with them.
Okay.
That's what I would constitute that. So let's go ahead and get it wrapping on up. Rob, let everybody know where they can hit you up at, man. All the internets and all that stuff.
Well, if you're on Facebook, I have 3 Facebook pages because Facebook don't act right.
Facts.
They snatched up my pages at one time.
Did they suspend you or they just took them?
So what they did was they took my page and they said that basically my name wasn't my name. And I had to prove to them that my name is actually my name on Facebook.
Right.
So I told them, well, how am I going to do that? Well, they're like, well, you need to send us a copy of your ID and stuff like this.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, well, I'm not seeing no copy of my ID, so fuck it. I'll just form another Facebook page. So when I form a Facebook page, they'll release that Facebook page like weeks later. Then the new page I started, they'll do this in the same way. Like, they want you to show straight ID. Like, nah, feds, y'all got enough information on me. You know what I'm saying? But Facebook, Robert Ford, you can... Robert, Rob, Boo Ford.
So are you access to all of them now or only
yes.
one?
Yeah, all three of them. on on Instagram, you catch me at Rabu STL or Slumfest STL. Twitter, Slumfest STL. I don't really do the whole Snapchat thingy thing. Yeah. That ain't really me. Other than that, you catch go on the website, slumfest.com, check out things going around the city, whatnot, our events, stuff like that.
Okay. All right. I mean, yo, I got same here with the same thing on Facebook. I
really don't want the same thing to you?
Yo, I'm gonna tell you, yo, so I don't care if my people know my real name. My real name is Vincent, but I mean everybody call me Vince or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
You know who we talking like a little bit focused.
Yeah, I don't
talk like
that.
You know Focus?
Nah.
He sound like Focus?
William Archibald.
Yeah.
No, but nah, like, so like, if you want to find me on Facebook for real, it's Vincent Manuel, you know, whatever, I don't care. But they did me the same way. My stuff is Vince Accurate Manuel. It's like, right. that's not your mouth. But Instagram, Twitter, anything else or whatever, it's Accurate the Wise. It's AckurateTheWise. Holla at me.
Twitter, same thing.
Everything the same.
Yeah, also, same. He got a, you can catch him on ChristianMingle.com.
His name. Hey, you know, we had Teddy on there, man. We didn't take him off when he got there. I forgot.
He was on Christian Mingle.
Me and Javonna put him on email. I forgot about it, dude. Until, like we had a dummy email set up for it. And Javonna's like, hey, man, you ever shut that Christian Mingle? I was like, did you shut it down? He's like, no, that's why I asked you. So he was still on there and single. He had 92 messages on there or whatever. Like, the girl tried to highlight him.
I ain't be funny about that, man. Like, people have ChristianMingle.com, but they have a name like Long Dick 725842. Like, yo, really?
Yeah, we had Teddy on there. Picture and everything on there, man.
Damn. Bro. Did he know?
No, I mean, we told him we was going to do it, but we didn't tell him we did it for real. So we deleted it. We just deleted it this week, man. Shout out to Teddy.
He been married for a minute. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy,
yeah,
man.
So, yeah, we kind of messed him up, man.
Hey, man, y'all got to have me on the show again when y'all be doing with the videos.
Raw Nuff.
Raw Nuff.
Oh, man, we got some good ones, too, man.
That shit be so funny, dog.
What y'all doing on Tuesday? Y'all come on Tuesday.
I got to work. Tuesday, I work
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. But, man. I got to bring him on Raw Nuff so we can put his music on,
still,
too.
Your boy Bang still making music?
Yeah.
What about, what's the dude name? A-Streets?
A-Streets? You ain't got locked up?
Did he?
For child pornography.
Not the girl in that video, right?
No, I don't know which video, but no, he got a dude. You know he got pornos, right?
No, I did not know.
Go to Pornhub, put in A-Streets. He had a deal with Pornhub.
Well, so she sucked me.
He had a real video for it with people. Dude, think about a porno with A-Streets stuff. So, like, it's an extended version of the videos. They funny though, like, cause they got like always boy like she sucking my dick, nigga. Like, come on, homies. And then like
that's how he rap.
That's another song.
No, ski.
She's sucking me. That's another song called "She's Sucking Me." A Streets, you gotta do. Every listener, your life will change. A Streets.
And your boy Bangs.
Bangs. Hey, Bangs still dropping that heat. Bangs is dropping heat still, dog.
Hey, Bangs got that. You got holes. I got holes. <That's good. laughs>
He took a shot at Kendrick. Oh, this is dude, he's from Sudan. But he rapped like Soulja Boy. But he got better. He's got
but
better,
accent,
though.
But he got accent.
But he's got better, though, man. He's got better. He got that.
No, he got also Sex With My Thigh.
Yeah. It's classic stuff, though. A-Streets is dope.
What's it?
He's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer in our book, man. And then, but no, you know, he dropped that Machiavelli part two. Bangs did. Hey, you put in your boy Bangs. Y'all laughed. He got Trey. He dropped the Christmas album, too. He's like, Christmas with Bangs. He got, look it up. It's two
boy,
videos for it.
Your boy Bangs.
It's his Christmas songs with Bangs. It's Christmas songs, man. He had Christmas cheer. Then he redid I Ain't Mad At You. You remember how I Ain't Mad At You?
Yeah. What's the name of the song he did?
It's Control. It's the Control remix.
Control.
Okay. So, hold on. You remember on I Ain't Mad At You, your dude died, whatever. He did the same thing with his homeboy, but it was on the beach. Yeah, but shout out to y'all, man. Rob, man.
Thank you for coming on, man.
Hip y'all to some of this new H Streets. So H Streets is locked up though. They got the news report online if you want to look it up. Look up H Streets on Google. You can see the news report. They got like a news camera.
Where is it from? It is
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh my god.
From Columbus, Ohio, man.
No, when they put me on that dog, I was laughing so hard that they was doing the podcast.
Then another Sean Fury, man. He coming out with a new album.
That's the one to do
Biracial Girl.
The isms, he do the isms. Yeah,
and then you got our other homeboy. What's his name? I can't remember now, man. Fuck, he stood us up. He stood us up. No, he locked up. It's more Dough Man.
Dough Man.
He locked up. We got a free Dough Man campaign. Hashtag free Dough Man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go online.
This dude whole intro is like 2 minutes long.
No, it's a 2 minute. He do the hook for 2 minutes straight.
Fuck niggas get fucked up. Some shit like that.
I gotta show you that too before y'all leave. We gonna wrap it up. Thank y'all for listening to this.
Hey, dog. You talking about somebody was laughing, man.